and you have to just let them do their thing. So yeah, I feel even women are in their 30s, man. It's, you know, they really.
Have you dated women who are like pieces of shit themselves too?
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
That's a bad one. See, if you have a bad woman, they can. My grandfather used to say there's nothing worse than a drunk woman.
Nothing worse than a drunk woman.
He was like, dude, and he drank beer all day, every day. But he was like, there's nothing worse than a drunk. That's the last thing in the world you want. Dude, honestly, it's kind of right.
Yeah.
Because you don't want, if you have a woman dragging you down, you'll go so far. They're supposed to drag you out of your own
exactly
depravity.
Because we're already down there.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need another. Dude, when I would date, yeah, sometimes date like female comedians or something, it's always just me and her on a couch, Uber Eats. Nobody's waking up. Yeah. Everybody has terrible sleep. No bills are getting paid. We're late for everything.
Yeah, true. It's a bad thing. I've never dated a female comedian.
Jeez, because like I remember my ex had like a scam. I'm like, jeez. Her like dad lives in Australia, so she lived in Australia for a bit and then started getting scamming herself like the unemployment there. But she lived in Bali. She lived in America. She would just make the calls and cry like, I think I can't get a job once a month, you know.
To her dad?
No, the agency or whoever.
Oh, she would call Australia?
Yeah, the Australian one. They're like, you know.
Gotcha.
The Australians, they're such wholesome people. They're all like, how are you doing today? You know.
Yeah, well, dude, I think what you're saying is totally true, though. I feel like the dude's default setting is at exactly where a woman on heroin's default setting is in terms of like what they would do for sex. I think you're totally right. It's like a woman on heroin looks at sex the way like a regular guy looks at it.
Yeah.
They'll like meet you in a back alley and be like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So you're right about that. You can't have a woman. If you have a woman with loose morals, it's just mad.
Because I'm already like the monkey in the relationship. I'm fucking dropping shit. I'm running around.
Yeah. You need a sweet angel. You can't have like a nasty fucking comic.
You need a sweet fucking angel.
Nasty comic out there just in the streets. Ditch you at any second for fucking, you know, name an actor.
And you know when the boys always go to, he's changed. You know when a guy gets there. It gets into a relationship, you know?
Yeah.
The boys always go, he's changed. And then I look at the guy, I'm like, yeah, his fucking color in his skin, he's sleeping well, yeah. always got a good smile, his riffs aren't toxic, you know? He doesn't go straight to racism. he's a happy guy.
Yeah, there is. You're right, though. Yeah, there is a pushback.
Loser, dude.
Gee, I remember.
Hey, Sean, you want to go down to Mitzi's for the seventh time this week? Talk about the same riffs because we both forgot. I'm doing your parts to you. You're doing mine to me. It's just a loop. It's just a fucking Bill Murray movie every day.
Yeah, I forgot about that, man. The bros always do. It's like, yeah, bro, you never come around anymore. It's like, did you ever see two bachelor guys living together, but in their like 60s and 70s? I glimpsed it once. It was for real. It freaked me out.
Bro, I used to be a bartender. My nightmare. I would literally see it in my dreams with sweat.
Yeah.
I would see that I'm the 55-year-old bartender with the suspenders. You know, where's the party?
I mean, dude, I feel like if you...
No, there's some guys who kill it.
Can pull it off. I couldn't do it. I'd fall apart.
Living la vida loca. I know a guy who's like in his 60s and he's like a cruise bartender now.
Yeah.
Dude, and his pictures, he's just at pools banging all these women. You know, because the cruise, you end up getting into a fight with your husband.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you'll be in the night. And it's such a huge boat. So he's banging all these broads, margarita. He's like 61.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, I'm thinking of getting into a stand-up. He's writing me this, you know.
Tell him to do it.
And he loves it, you know.
Yeah.
Drinking cocktails.
Some people can do that, man.
Some people can do that.
I was in an apartment of 2 6-year-old men who were like, the one guy rode a bicycle home from work and just like parked it in an apartment. And I watched him and this other guy talk about pussy. And I was like, holy shit, dude. They should have been like handing out cookies out of like a tin can. And they were just like, dude, this fucking chick. Oh, I want some fucking pussy. And I was like, I got to get out of here. This is crazy.
Yeah.
That for real, that like freaked me out. Like,
in Australia, I lived with a guy like, he was like 55. I'm like 21. And we met at the hostel. That's how we started splitting up.
Yeah.
Dude, at the hostel, it's always like, it's all 21-year-old German chicks, Irish dudes, everyone's sucking and fucking.
Yeah.
There's always like one guy in the 16 dormitory with the fan.
We can sleep with like 12 people.
It's like, this is the beginning of our life, but it's the end of his, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, hostels. Have you ever stayed in a hostel? Yeah, you're just in there with a room with 12 people, and it is a party. I went to one in Brazil.
Always a party.
It was so fun.
So fun.
It was just me. It was literally Irish dudes, Australian dudes, and German chicks are 100%.
I met Ari Shafir in a hostel.
Did you really?
When I was in my first year in comedy in Cambodia.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you guys doing over there?
Dude, I don't know. I just saw him at the hostel. I was like, you're Ari Shafir.
He's How is Cambodia? I never went there before. I'm dying to go to Thailand.
Bro, I lived in Thailand, right?
Did you really? How long did you live there for?
I did like a 12-month stretch. You have to do those visa runs every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did maybe another six. I was in Kuala Lumpur, so that's when I started doing also comedy. First time I went there, I didn't do comedy.
Doing comedy in Thailand?
No, I started in Australia.
Gotcha,
so I did
gotcha,
a
gotcha.
Year in Thailand, met my sweet baby angel, mm-hmm. like a girl in a classic love story.
Did you buy her family like a pig? I'm not being... I've saw documentaries where you have to buy like...
No, she was Australian.
Oh. I've seen documentaries. I'm not being disrespectful, but if you meet a woman in Thailand, you have to like support their family and buy them like a pig. I've heard that.
I know that's not true, but let's go with that narrative. Yeah, let's go with that narrative.
I think it's a nice gift.
Yeah, in Bangkok, yeah. In the metropolis.
But in Australia, so totally normal.
Totally normal.
Yeah.
So then we moved to Australia. I start comedy there. And then I go back to Kuala Lumpur and Bangkok and did comedy there for 6 months. So, but in the first year, I was fully backpacker, maybe 8 months in Koh Phangan. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the full moon party island. I did all
that. I've heard about that, actually.
But I'm not like never did ecstasy or nothing. I did basically Thai boxing, smoked a lot of weed, and I just chilled.
Fucking sick.
And you meet a lot of guys there, you know, like during COVID, I had a phase.
It's the horniest guys from around the world.
The horniest guys in the
Dude, you were in Thailand during COVID?
No, I went there for at one bit, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, for a month.
So what was up with the guys in Thailand? What would you say?
So like, exactly.
You said they look like girls.
So the whole ladyboy thing is fascinating.
Really?
Fascinating.
There's a movie about
fascinating
Thai kickboxing, and the guy, like a champion, ends up in jail, and he has to fight in jail. For like to get free from jail, but the whole thing is he falls in love with a Thai lady boy.
Jeez.
Yeah, he meets in prison. Swear to God. It's a beautiful
man,
story.
If I'm in prison with a lady boy,
you throw the
two
match.
2 weeks.
Throw the match.
2 weeks. I'm blowing this guy. I'm serious. Like, if you're a beautiful angel, I'm blowing. Dude, it would always be so fascinating. I never went for it. I was young. I was hanging around at hostels. The expat community that bangs ladyboys, they're guys who are closer to your age.
Yeah.
That's when you start having actual liberation.
Been there, done that, yeah.
Because you start dying. And you're like, if I'm not going to bang a dude with a wig, when am I? You know?
True.
But when you're young, I'm not so sexually free. So I
also,
can't let go
also
of the norm.
If you have the family, you're like been there, done that.
So I can't let go of the social norms that I've been, you know, I'm also Eastern European. So for me, British dudes my age would just be like, rough night out of there.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're saying in Eastern Europe, it's not, you don't
like
fuck
British
around.
Dudes would literally, like I knew British guy, dude, I met him at a hostel. It's the first night he's buying coke. He's doing it in a 16 dorm. There's like a family there doing bad. You know, it's like a bad, it's just like a cheap hostel. He's like really coke. And he just would disappear into the night, dude. And he would go get on a tuk-tuk, you know, and tell the guy, take me around.
Oh, like the little thing they carry.
Not the carry with the motor.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Yeah,
my
the
bad,
fun,
bad.
Fun, fun, fun stuff.
I know? Thought he had like a rickshaw. I'm like, dude, taking a rickshaw to a ladyboy is
no.
That's where that's the best.
They do call it rickshaws, but it's with the small engine, and you're in the back. You know?
Yeah.
You're like James Bond, but it was like six. But then one night,
I'm talking about having a guy carry you like in a wheelbarrow to a ladyboy.
Thank you, the hookers. But then, and the rickshaw was a ladyboy, and so. He's driving around looking for hookers, but it's like 6 a.m. They all went to bed, or it's the worst ones.
Yeah.
So he just looks at the lady, but goes, I don't want my drive, you know?
Yeah. And he comes back and he can shake it off.
And he was just, you know, he's like, fucking Thailand. You know, he's like.
But Eastern European, if you went back to Estonia and were like, mom, dad, meet you know.
I wouldn't give a flying fuck, dude.
Yeah, but you're saying it's a little more strict. It's a little more strict.
I'm just not interested, but if it happened, I don't give a dude. I knew 12 at Monday.
Yes, whatever.
I knew 12 at Mothership on Monday, dude. If I would bang a ladyboy, dude, imagine the bit.
True, the bit would be so sick.
Coming through a guy, you know, you come in his ass and he comes on the floor. Bah! It was just so funny, you know.
It is funny to be from Estonia and be like fucking British guys and fuck all lady boys.
I would laugh the whole time if I banged the dude, you know. I'd just be like, this is so wild, dude.
It would be hilarious.
I would have no issues, dude. 8 hours sleep.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, literally, I'm not that guy. I knew a guy.
No. Lady boy would keep you in bed. They'd be like, come on, bedtime.
I knew.
Bedtime, you go, yes, ma'am.
I also knew a guy. I also knew a guy in Estonia. He came back and he was all weird for a few months. All weird.
Mm-hmm.
Then he eventually had to go to like therapy. And then he started telling
what us. What happened? He even took a little rickshaw ride.
Took a little rickshaw. This guy goes. And he's like 25 years old. So he's in his point in his life. I was also 25. He was, you know, it's the classic. It's the first girlfriend.
Mm.
They're loyal. The first, never even shared a kiss with another person. She's loyal to him. It's that. But now they've been together since they were 15. The classic.
Yeah.
But 15 to 25, the growth you go as a person, it's just such a huge gap. Dude, if I meet you at 25 to 35, maybe I can handle that. But yeah. 15 to 25, so they're going through that rough phase where they don't know where it's going. Mm. They go to Thailand thinking it's going to fix
things. Oh, no.
Thinking it's going to fix things. She's like, oh, my God, the temples, you know. He's like, yeah, the temples. He's like, yeah, the temples.
And so what happened?
You know, they get into a huge fight. She throws a glass on the street. One of those, like, a big fight in the relationship. They actually got back together.
Okay.
But it's a big breaking point. And this dude just goes into the night. You know, disappears for like 48 hours. Hookers, guys, everyone gets it. A donkey got fucked. He's on a tear.
So he just went completely buck wild.
Yeah.
And it helped their relationship. They're back together.
But when he came back, dude, just a second, this look, you know.
Really?
Because he's so traumatized from all that Eastern European toxic bullshit.
Yeah.
And I remember when I heard about it, I just started laughing. I was like, dude,
how did everyone hear about it? He came back and
finally, he started drinking with us. He gets back. I wasn't close friends with him, but I saw him at parties. So eventually he starts open and he starts a little laughing about it. But when he told me, or when I heard about it, I laughed, like, kicking my feet on the couch. And when I saw him, I'm like, bro, what? For 6 months, he was just weird. I was like, bro, are you okay? What's the issue? Like,
that should be bachelor parties, by the way. It should be you go out. It should you your dudes take you out to have, mm-hmm. like, a very gay experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you come back and you can appreciate your wife. You're like, yeah, man, that is not for me. And every person gets married, your whole family has to go out and have a gay experience.
And when I would live in Thailand, I would...
Yeah, you got to shake that off. You can't let that dictate your life.
Bro!
Dude, he was just mad at his girlfriend. He was just mad at his girlfriend.
And also, they're beautiful angels.
It's her fault.
They're beautiful angels.
True.
Dude, they're beautiful angels.
Literally, the technology is only going to get better.
If you go to a bar in Thailand and you see a chick that's like, you're like... You know, like CGI, perfect.
Yeah. Was it hard to tell? Was it hard to tell for you? Is it really? You think?
You think all guys have a theory? Look at the hands. I'll see it. I'll see the fucking apple,
dude. Nothing. If they can cut the dong, guess what else they can cut?
Perfect.
The apple.
Everything's perfect.
Really?
And the traditions from the transition from a Thai man to a girl.
Easy sledding, yeah.
For me, like an Eastern European, I have ugly man feet.
True. It's not as easy for us.
Yeah, just this weird fucking... Look at these fucking...
Although I have